tell you about a group of guys. They're warm and salty like McDonald's fries. They like the drinks and they like their food. The cars, movies, and the music too. They're gonna try to shove it into a list. So have a seat and we'll see what sticks. You're on the it list, you're on the it list, you're on the it list, come inside. You're on the it list, you're on the it list, you're on the it list, what a ride. You're on the it list, you're on the it list, you're on the it list, come inside.
Oh, God.
And
Jesus.
Two. And two.
And you didn't say two or one. You don't say two or one. Guys, you're nodding. Two, one, don't say it. All right, they'll do it. Yeah. Fucking shit. This movie's so stupid.
Your on-air sign is always on.
I turn it on before we record.
Oh.
Yeah.
But it's inside the room.
I know.
Was it?
It's just for effect.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, was just so you guys feel like we're doing a professional thing.
Was it
thing.
On when we were downstairs?
Uh-huh. Okay. And when we were up here before.
In fact,
we were
on,
not
air.
On air. When we were downstairs.
Oh, I know. So it was lying.
Yes. What a piece of shit.
What a piece of shit. Timmy's going to take offense to that. Your wife's going to be mad, Timmy.
Yeah.
And talking
you
shit
got
about.
That special.
Talking
just for
shit
you.
About.
I liked those Vans, by the way. Those were pretty cool.
Yeah.
I liked those.
What Vans? Rape Vans.
Yeah.
Yes, I liked those.
I liked those.
This is a lot about you, Joel. That's where
I can accomplish
was,
so much.
Somebody on Etsy. They, she,
oh, really?
Out of California. They actually use paint. I know you can get them customized on the website, but
some liberal propaganda.
Look a little
California.
Yeah, I thought they were
California.
California. The governor of California. Oh, God.
What's in the news these days?
What's in the old news these days? What's happened?
Yeah. What about the Boeing planes?
Yeah, I don't know. Did something happen with Boeing? I've been so out of touch with what was going on in the world.
Yeah. One day,
yeah, I don't pay attention anymore.
It was literally in the same day, I think, a tire flew off.
I saw that, the United flight.
And then right after that, another plane, a United plane, Boeing, slid off a runway.
Was that operator error though?
I think I heard what happened. It was like another landing gear issue or something.
Really?
Was it?
Yeah, I think it's like
what's the Boeing's deal, man. Yeah. See, what's always funny about it though is every time because I look and I think about it, like what plane on like the connector
what's
that you have.
Here?
Yeah, what are we dealing with here? And if I see a Boeing one, I do go like. But every time I fly on a Boeing one, I feel like they feel way smoother. Ooh. I don't know if that's possible.
What do you take over the pond?
It's been both.
No, Airbus.
Which, yeah, the most 320s. Yeah, Airbus. Airbus. Yeah, three. You know, I don't know which ones they are.
Okay.
It's the
noob.
Three. It's the 242s.
Ooh.
Going across two seats, four seats, two seats. It's like an Airbus. It's not the Supermax, but that's the Boeing, but it's not that size. It's like bigger than that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's huge, but it's not the double decker. It's not the coffee's hot on your dick and balls.
Oh,
that one was awful.
How's that feel?
Yeah, that feel good.
That's terrible.
When's the last time you flew in a plane, Kyle?
It was back from Vegas. I think it was in September.
Back from Lost Wages.
paid quadruple.
Last September.
Yeah. Did you fly Frontier or Allegiant?
Frontier.
Yeah. Frontier. The wild Frontier.
Oh,
he pulled. You know what I found hilarious being at the airport? Literally just yesterday.
What?
I was going through DFW. And
I just landed.
They have Spirit there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
The Spirit has a dedicated area for repacking your fucking suitcases. Because
really,
yeah, I can only imagine the dirt balls that get on that plane like have too much shit in their suitcases and then have to take it out and repack it. They have a dedicated like table area. Yeah, that says you need to step to the repacking area. It's the only airline I've ever seen with something like that at check-in. Like it's wild. And they did. I did have to fucking get. I had an interesting encounter. This is what happens to me. I had to buy an extension, like a long socket extension for putting wheels back on things. And for undoing people's rims and taking them. He's like, oh god, Roscoe's like, I can't fucking stories.
That's why I left the fuck out of here. I've heard this five times.
Oh jeez.
And
let's go stare out the window.
Did you know in TSA that there's a length limit on certain things?
I actually do.
Did you? What? They never let me on. It's a little bulky, but I consider it a carry-on.
I didn't know that. But it makes sense, right?
Like, yeah, well, I never heard of it. So I go to, so I have a tool bag, like a traveling tool bag. Like it has rollers on it and shit. Nice. And one that you can check. So I check it to send it back. I put it on the scale, and I had to buy, like, a socket extension and, like, a couple of adjustable wrenches while I was down there, and it put me at, like, 51 pounds. And I was like, fuck. So, like, yeah, whatever, it'll be $70 extra. So I'm like, so I just reach in there and I grab like two or three of the sockets that I bought out of there and that extension. Uh-oh. And I threw it into my bag right there that I was carrying on. And then it was like 50.1 at that point. So they're like, okay, you're good now. So I like go all the way down to fucking TSA pre-check. Yeah, right. TSA pre-check and then go through the pre-check. And they're like, bag pull. And I'm fucking, of course, it's mine. We go out there and they pull in. They're like, yeah, it looks like he's got a socket extension there. I'm like, yeah, that's what it is. Thinking that they're like wondering what it is. Like, they're like, I think it's that. And I'm like, no, that's what it is. Yeah, it's too long to go through. I'm like, what do you mean it's too long? I've never heard that before in my life. Yeah, it's too long. And then I started thinking about it. Yeah, I've never heard that before in my life.
Small dick.
Sick bird. Yeah, little dick. And, but then I'm sitting there thinking, I'm like, oh, because I guess you could fucking brain somebody with something if it was longer. But I mean, it was literally, I think it was like that fucking long, like 6.5 inches or something. Yeah. And I'm like, come on. And then, so then she's like, well, you can take it back and recheck. And I'm like, what are they going to throw a fucking sticker on it and just throw it in the belly of the plane? Yeah. Like, there's no bag to put it in. Like, what do you know? I'm like, well, just, you know what? You need a socket extension. Fucking keep it. Like, when I was leaving, they're like, leaving. Wow. Yeah, it was annoying as shit.
You have to be rude to them. No,
I did.
Job.
I did. And I wasn't that rude to him. I was actually like, okay, just don't arrest me. Bye. Yeah. Take whatever
you can
I want.
Break it in half if you want.
Yeah, can I break it in half? Will that work? But yeah, so it was that whole deal. But as I was walking to the opposite end of that fucking place is huge. DFW is huge.
Yeah.
And it's what
one
else?
Of the, one of the, like the top.
Yeah.
Ones.
Some guy in Dallas was trying to tell me that it was bigger than the state of Rhode Island. And I'm like,
that's Dallas.
Yeah. And I was like,
that's hilarious.
But I mean, it was enough. Like he was confident enough to where
absolutely,
I was like,
absolutely, man, absolutely.
Is it?
No need to Google.
And I Googled it, and it was like, yeah, it was astronomically smaller. Like, but the dude was convincing enough to where I Googled it to go, yeah, like, am right. I wrong about that? But that sounds like it's bullshit.
He definitely snickered with his friends later.
Yeah, I know. He's like, I'm this fucking dumbass Yankee thinking that it's fucking Rhode Island the size of DFW.
He's Googling it right now.
Yeah, he's Googling. I see his dumb ass.
I got another one. He does it all the time. He hangs out at the airport.
I got another one.
Excuse me, sir. You look like a man who loves geography.
Yeah. it wasn't even. Where's the actual fucking? I screenshotted.
How did you even? Do you do it in acres? How did you?
Yeah,
do
you
it?
Just yeah in acres. It was
how many acres is DFW? How many acres is Rhode Island?
Yeah. Yes, I did. It was worse than that.
Overlay.
He just Googled, is DFW bigger than Rhode Island? It comes up in the suggested.
Actually, Matt's the one who Googled it after I told him. Like, this guy said that down there.
I got a two for one.
DFW, 17,000 acres. Rhode Island, 988,000 acres. I was telling like some guy down there. Yeah, some guy at the stadium was telling me that the DFW is the size of Rhode Island.
Did he mean like the Metroplex?
He didn't. Yeah. He didn't even. Matt didn't even send it to me. Like, yeah, that guy was full of shit. He literally just sent the comparisons of the fucking sizes. Like, yeah, no, that's a absolute and utter bullshit. I'm like, might believe it if it was Denver, because that one's fucking huge.
That's so funny.
It's the biggest area airport, I think, in the country, right?
I think Denver. So. I think Denver.
I've heard something about Jacksonville has a, or no, really? maybe this that's right. Denver's the biggest. Jacksonville is the biggest square mileage city limits of any city.
Really?
Yes, I've heard that. I think Dustin told me that. Yeah, Denver's that what 53 square miles.
What is that, Logan? Why do they have Logan on there? What's the picture on the left?
Or LaGuardia. I can't tell. They're just like airport. Oh, because this is the 10 largest. I was talking to Ben the pilot yesterday. I think it was yesterday. And when we were talking about Oppenheimer and him saying that Killers of the Flower Moon was better. And I just started asking him all these pilot questions because the things I think about, and then I go, I'll have to ask him about that. Like, if you had to guess how fast a plane is moving when you're landing on the runway, what would you think it is?
Mm, 200.
What would you think?
Less than that. I'm thinking.
Come on, man. $1.
$1.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
$1.
$125.
What about you?
$212.
He said that what they go for, the target they go for with landing is 160 miles an hour. Hmm. So, yeah, it was like, but I thought, man, that's really fast. But you ever land on a flight and you're just like, Jesus Christ, like, who's this maniac that's fucking landing?
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's ones you'll hit where you're just like, fucking hell, like, he slams it into fucking, you know, you're literally like holding the fucking seat in front of you about to smash your face against it.
Nice.
And I'm like, what do you guys shoot for? I'm like, are there ones that are just, he's like, well, there's shorter runways and there's shit like that where they got to stop faster. But there's been like a couple where it seemed like the guy like slammed on the brakes, like, oh shit, I'm about to hit somebody or something like that. Slamming.
He goes like this in the cockpit.
Right.
Yeah. You stop short with me.
Oh, the fucking guy next to him. Yeah. It was like, I don't know. I have trust issues when it comes to everyone.
Yeah.
Yes. Taco Bell drive through.
53 square miles is a ridiculous. Yeah, it's huge.
It's a long taxi.
Airport. That's wild.
You just taxi and taxi and taxi.
For fucking ever. Yeah. Fucking ever.
It's Why does it need to be that big?
I don't know. There's a lot of people, but I mean, they're cranking out planes one after another.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't understand how any of that shit works.
A lot of hubs there, right?
Yeah.
According to the movie 2012, that's where they were going to build all the arcs for the end of the world.
Was at Denver?
Really? The Denver airport.
Huh.
That checks out.
Mm-hmm. It does.
Because every role in the Emmerich movie is... Legit.
Yeah. It's right, 100% accurate.
They're not documentaries.
It would take a lot longer for the water to get to you because you're at higher elevation.
That's a good point.
Mm. Yeah, that's what.
What about Salt Lake City?
Another one.
I don't know the elevation. Really?
Did you hear that? No. They're in the two.
I don't buy it.
One of the two that they don't might be expanding it. To.
No.
Were they talking about Raleigh Durham? Was that one of them that were talking about that?
I think that was in. Yeah, that was.
Are they still in Portland?
I fucking hate that city.
So. I think Nashville.
Nashville.
I think Nashville and Salt Lake.
Nashville should have one.
I think Charlotte's up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm fine with 30.
Can't we just go with what we got? Yeah,
I'm fine with 30.
I think they should eliminate two of them that suck.
We're looking at you, Reds.
We're looking at you, Reds. Tampa could go.
They're competitive, though.
It doesn't matter. No one fucking supports them.
Okay, that's true.
Like, yeah, I mean, both.
So we're just going on cities.
You can just cut off Florida teams.
Both Floridas?
Yeah. They're,
One national, one American.
Yeah. That would still make it all fucking weird, though. I think they should just move those teams. They should strip them of their fucking teams and move them. They should
go to Nashville, give them the old, Charlotte.
Yeah.
Okay.
go to Nashville. Nashville should have had one for years. I've said that forever about now. I say, how does Nashville not have one? Tennessee's like a huge baseball fucking out. You know, they're baseball's huge down there.
Braves country.
Yeah, that's part of it. Like, they have a whole bunch of them.
Ted Turner won't allow it.
Ted Turner would never allow it. Is he still alive?
I don't know.
I think so.
He's got to be like 180 years old, isn't he?
I don't want to live in a world where he's not.
I don't want to live in a world where Ted Turner isn't here.
85 of them bad boys.
Still alive, worth $2.5
billion. He's born in Cincinnati.
Is that it?
Was he really?
A day? Oh, my birthday's November 18th.
He was married to Hanoi Jane.
my mom and dad used to get so mad they'd show Jane Fonda at the World Series.
Jane Fonda.
My dad wasn't even a dom. What do you care?
That's fucking great. Yeah. Do you think that'll ever? I mean, do you think that'll ever stop? Like with even like we, you know, people with our generation getting up to that age, that do you think it'll ever stop where we'll just
Jane Fonda?
No. I mean, just like hatred of stuff for stuff like that.
What's ours?
Timmy, what grinds your gears? Because it's like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
They just keep getting taught.
Bin Laden?
I don't think
so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but like, Bin Laden's a little bit different than Hanoi Jane.
Yeah, I mean,
Saddam Hussein.
Saddam. Fucking Saddam.
Take that, Saddam.
No, I'm talking from a standpoint of like someone who's an alive celebrity that.
Who do we really hate?
That's what I mean. Like, for like political reasons like that.
Al Gore?
He was a politician, though.
Oh, you mean celebrity?
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, just someone that.
Kind of all of them.
That's a really outspoken.
Any celebrity that is very outspoken about their political beliefs.
But that's what I mean. Like, who's one that comes to mind for you?
Ruffalo. I don't like him.
I know. His Twitter annoys the shit.
Yeah.
Alyssa Milano. She was a big one.
Yeah, she's bad too.
But she's all about like the women's stuff and anti-rape shit, right? I mean, yeah, that's what I think it is.
Anti-rape shit.
Anti-rape shit.
I thought she was Trump pretty left.
Well, yeah.
Crazy
about
all that stuff.
Great tits.
They're all left. The great tits. All left, but like...
Well, yeah.
Like,
very
not Scott crazy. Sale.
Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner, John Voight. Eastwood.
They've demonized John Voight.
Yeah. Who's the Kevin fucking, Sorbo?
Who's the... Yes, Hercules. Yes.
It's literally like
what a great show.
Such a ragtag
group,
man.
I think a lot of the ones that are right-leaning are not very vocal.
Oh, they're not going to say it. No, of course not.
The ones
not.
That are have some huge balls.
Who's the one that that's pretty much been completely banned from acting, and he was a great actor? James Woods.
Oh, yeah.
He's like hardcore right?
He like answers people on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
He'll argue with you on the tweeter.
Yeah. He was all into like, what was it called?
QAnon?
Yes. That's actually what I was going to say. Yeah.
He was one of those guys.
Q-drop.
Oh. Q-drop. Mm-hmm. Q-drop.
He was at the Capitol?
Yeah.
He probably wanted to be.
He probably wanted to be.
Have you seen any of the movies that what is it? Shapiro's fucking
Daily Wire.
Is that him? That's what it's called?
I think so.
Is it they're making movies.
Yeah.
And they're all like
Gina Carano.
Yes. Yeah. They're letting her direct everything. Just come to our side. They did that one that was at Run Hide Fight.
Yeah, there's been quite a few.
But what is the they did that one that was like all about it was all about like women, like men saying that they were women so they could play in a basketball league, and it like everyone went ape shit talking about it. Look up Daily Wire movies. They're it looked
Candace
funny.
Owens has a couple too that I think they classify as like documentaries.
Oh yeah, I watched that one.
Lady Ballers,
that's it.
I think you sent me this trailer.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, God.
Was it Galifianakis in it or something?
No, he wouldn't.
That's a good use of the cherries. It's actually pretty funny.
I don't think anyone that's...
Terror on the Prairie.
That is known is in that movie.
Yeah.
My dinner
was... They wouldn't be caught. David Cohn, the baseball player? No.
Perfect Game.
Who's in this?
No one we know.
But then that first one, that Run, Hide, Fight had someone who was pseudo known. And he, but it was made before, like Daily Wire, like bought it after it was made and not optioned. So the people who made it didn't know that they were, it wasn't like it was like.
They didn't make it for.
Right, right. It just got kind of bought because of it. I tried to like it, but it just got to where it was just so ridiculous. It was like, ugh, come on. Doesn't this look? Yeah, I know. Like Kyle, you want to watch this movie, don't you?
No.
I want to see how offensive it is.
Yeah.
When it comes down to it. Timmy's like, I've already seen it 12 times. I know it by heart.
I didn't even know it existed.
Yeah, it's it's literally just like a complete like hit job on the whole trans thing.
Yeah.
And the most they're advertising it as the most triggering comedy of the year. Yeah.
Shot slam.
Everyone's cheering as he's fucking choke slamming her. Fucking good shit.
It'd be a good laugh.
Oh God! What else is going on, Mike? Anything? What's the? I switched to Fubo TV. Has anyone?
I'm about to.
I think I'm about to do it too, and then I'll have to switch back to YouTube TV once football season comes around, so I can have Sunday Ticket again.
Yeah. Are you sure you can't do it with Fubo?
I thought you couldn't, but then Jason was saying that you might be able to.
I think he might have mentioned though it was next year.
I think you can.
I don't know. That would
be nice.
All I know is it's fucking, this whole thing's fucking annoying and it drives me nuts.
You should just have to just pay for what you want to watch.
I know. I know.
It would be so much easier if everything was paper.
Just let me pay $250 or whatever it is to watch the Reds.
Right.
Yeah, right. For the whole year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not a month.
Just tell me what it'll cost.
Yeah.
I was fine with the Spectrum thing, man, but the service of it was just so fucking awful that it was like the quality of the
cable.
Yes, I streamed it. I did the Spectrum streaming.
The Zumo or whatever. Zumo stream.
It was just literally Spectrum streaming.
And or whatever. You didn't have a cable
box. I didn't have a cable box. It was just you did it on an Apple TV.
Yeah. Okay.
And like,
it was bad, huh?
Oh my God, it would pixelate and come back.
Without the cable box.
Yeah, it was awful. It was like,
because we have a box upstairs, and then downstairs all the TVs are part of
are streamed. But because you have the box, you have the ability to stream them on the app.
Right.
How many TVs do you have in the basement?
4.
So you have it set up to at any time you can watch 4 games simultaneously. Mm-hmm. And you have are they all smart TVs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's how you do it based off of that.
They're
okay.
All Rokus.
Huh.
They're just apps.
I thought about doing something like that, but I don't watch all the games. Like,
yeah, you're not a loser.
I know. I'm not a loser with a tiny dick.
He's a professional gambler, though.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, have you gotten, have you dabbled yet?
No, I haven't. I'm afraid to. I'll become, that's why, because I'll be a loser.
Do some of this heroin, man.
Start losing all my fucking, yeah.
All cool kids are doing it.
Yeah. How are you doing in it?
Oh, fine. It takes, like, I'm so easy because, like, it doesn't take anything. Like, I'll put $1 on a game, and, like, that's enough juice to make it interesting for me.
Yes, exactly.
I had that thought process. Like, maybe I would pay more attention and go out of my way to watch games.
Yeah.
If I was, even if it was, like, $5 a game on it or something, just to do it. But, like, do you bet on games? How many games do you bet on a week?
Oh, like, 0. I mean, I don't bet.
I don't bet at all. That's for losers.
Like every once in a while, like I can't even, like, that's like when people ask, oh, how many drinks do you have a day? Well, I don't drink every day.
But when I do, 30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, so 0 a week, but every once in a while.
What do you normally bet on, though, when you're betting? Like, what is your preferred sport to bet on?
Baseball is the one I've made the most money on.
Okay.
And usually what I do is when I see that somebody hasn't hit a home run in like 5 or 6 games and they're like a big power hitter, I'm like, oh, well, law of averages, he's due for one.
Yeah.
For $5, he'll hit a home run today.
And then what is the normal odds and payout of doing
obviously,
that?
Obviously, it depends on who it is.
And how long it's right. Yeah.
But usually it's like $5 pays like $25 or something.
Yeah, it'd be like plus 400 or something for a home run, plus 600, I bet.
Mm-hmm. I see. I don't even know what that means.
That means if you bet $100, you would win $600 if they're plus.
So it's 6 times what you make, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So plus that was plus $600?
Yes.
Okay.
Now, if they're minus $600, you got to bet $600 to make $100.
Yes. Right.
Plus $100 is you put $1 up, you win, you get $2 back.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Even money.
But most stuff is like minus 115. So it's like you put up a dollar, you would get like $1.75 back, $1.85 back.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'll probably do a little better here next week with March Madness. That'll be fun.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I actually watched that. I actually like turned it on, saw it, and like watched the whole like last second half of that UD. Who did they play? We came down. They lost VCU? To him last year.
VCU?
Yes. Virginia Commonwealth.
Yeah.
That ended up being an interesting game at the end.
It's always close with those two
teams. Yeah. It was, Morvick was at the game. He was texting me from it. I'm like, that looks like a fairly interesting one that you guys got going on there. But I haven't been to a game since, in a couple of years. Right. I was like, did you go to that Wright State game?
Yeah.
Who ended up winning?
They lost. They were up losers. 17-2 to start the game and lost in overtime. Blew it. It was pretty bad. I was very irate.
Yeah. Do you get that invested in Wright State games?
Yeah.
Where you'll get mad?
Yeah.
You'll be walking out. I'm fucking tired of losing.
I'm done. Only the
conference. We're fucking done.
Only the conference tournament, because that's all that matters at a school like that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't win that, you're not going to make the tournament. Yeah.
So like when, matters. When Jada, when they lost the, when Ohio State lost the Texas game.
Yep.
Yeah, however many years ago. Yeah, when Hamby dropped that pass. Yes. J-Dub was in the parking lot watching it, and he was so drunk that he started crying. And he was he was running around the parking lot kicking he was kicking trash cans over. Oof. And he was crying. Yeah,
I didn't know he was crying. I never heard that part of the story.
How much money did he lose?
He didn't lose anybody. It was all he just wanted to lose
his fandom.
Yeah, he kicked it in his dignity.
Yeah,
he's like a loser.
I can't understand.
Yeah,
I just can't.
He was he was fucking wasted drunk too. So he like been drinking all day, and it was a really fucking close game. Like, and it ended. You know,
that was
really
when like Texas and Ohio State were like
they were both top five. Yeah, they were both top five, and it was a huge game. It was a night game, and he was fucking running around the parking lot like kicking trash cans over and like kicking like everyone's like tailgating trash and calling to screaming that Jim Tressel's wife is a whore.
Oh my.
And like
just something called for it.
And crying.
Yeah, Mrs. Tressel's a saint.
Unnecessary. I'm trying. How many times has J-Dub been arrested for like disorderly conduct?
Oh, never once for that.
He's a gentle giant.
Just curious.
Yeah. He got a
he's harmless.
He's never even had a I don't know if I should tell the story.
Do it.
He wrecked his car drunk once in college, and the cop didn't even ask him if he'd been drinking. It was like 3 a.m. He literally said he was driving. He literally said he was driving, and he turned on a road, and the car just flipped over.
Craziest thing ever. I hate when that happens.
I just turned, and the car just flipped over. That's what he said.
Cuss the wind.
The damnedest thing.
Yeah, oh, and he said he cried. He cried during that too, because it's like he had just broken up with a girl. I think when that happened, and he was like, I think he was at UT, or maybe in Chattanooga. He was only like fucking 21 or 22 years old.
Mox.
And he like got out. He said he was like throwing like a shit fit when the cop got there, and he was like, you know, crying about it and telling the cop that he fucking, you know, like his girlfriend left him or he found out she was cheating on him or something. And the cop didn't even ask him if he'd been drinking, just got him out of there. I'm like, that's nice.
Yeah.
He's like, he totaled his car. Poor J Dub.
What state was that?
I'm pretty sure it was Tennessee. It was either he went to Tennessee and he went to Chattanooga, both schools. And it was somewhere around that. Or I can't remember if it was there in Florida for spring training. I can't remember what it was.
He definitely got the sympathy boat there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He didn't.
He also once burned a textbook. What was physics?
What was it?
Chemistry? Yeah.
I can't remember which one was. What's the story? What did he do?
He couldn't pass his class or something. I can't remember.
Didn't he finally pass it? And then he burned the book.
I can't remember.
To get his degree. He has a degree.
He finally passed and then he burnt the textbook. Like set it on fire in the dorms or something.
Yeah.
Like
it's so great. Tell me, man, he does fucking.
We could do a whole episode on best J-Dub stories.
Oh, yeah. He does the, man, that. The stolen weed one is the best one. Like I was. I'll tell it. I don't care. That's better when J-Dub's here. So J-Dub, like,
man, don't tell
it. Don't tell it. Don't why you telling all these people's goddamn stories?
He was lies on me. Man.
He was partying at OSU one time, and he was at some bar and he was drinking, you know, and he was young, he was in his early 20s, and he met some girl in some bar, and she like lived on High Street, and she was like, hey, you should come back to my place or whatever. You know, they were both drunk. So J-Dub's like, but then, like, the way J-Dub tells it's even funnier, he's like, I don't know. We pretty much agreed that I'll go back there and get me a blowjob. Like, when he tells it, it's so much funnier because it's just like,
that is an oral contract. Yeah, and
it had a oral contract. So he goes back with her. I don't know if she was driving or if they walked, but he didn't have a car.
It was flipped.
It just flipped over onto the road turn.
Out of nowhere.
But he went to her and she lived on just off of High Street in Columbus. And he went with her to her apartment and she was like, oh, you know, like, oh, hold on, whatever, I'll be right back. And he was like in the living room, probably squeezing the base of his wiener to make it look bigger. Kyle's like, I've never had to deal with that.
Looking for change.
Yeah, looking for change. I'm always looking for money, man.
You think I'm just sitting here waiting for this girl to come back?
I'm looking for change, man. I'm always looking for money. He told us that one time. He's walking. I'm just always looking for money. And,
checking
him at the kept
street.
Saying in New York.
Yeah, I know. In New York, he kept saying he's like looking around on the ground in like New York City. He's like, oh, what was that? Oh, I'm always looking for money. And
I'm looking for money. Yeah.
And, so she like goes into the bathroom and he's like, you know, kind of sitting there in the living room. And it's like, you know, like times, you know, he's like, what the fuck, you know. And he's like, what the fuck's going on? So he like goes into the bathroom and like knocks on the door and she like doesn't answer. So he like opens the door and she's like passed out on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
So then he's like, God damn it. So then he's like walking out, like, I guess I'm just leaving. So he walks out of there and he looks on her coffee table and she's got a bag of weed there and he stole it. He took it, put it in his pocket and starts taking off down High Street. And then he's like halfway home and he's all paranoid that like he's going to get stopped by a cop and he's got a bag of weed on him that he stole from some drunk girl from her apartment. He's like, he didn't get stopped though. He made it.
Shouldn't go to Columbus without getting something.
Yeah, I know.
That Tennessee state trooper rolled up, and he was like, oh, I'll just keep going, man.
Man, my girlfriend just passed out on me.
My car just flipped. I just turned.
Yeah.
He's like out of four-way.
He literally told me that. He's like, yeah. I swear to God, I just turned the car just like flipped over. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's not how physics work. Yeah. It's not,
yeah. Maybe if you hadn't burned that textbook, you'd know. Yeah, telling your lies. Fucking Jado. He's got some great ones.
It must have been physics.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to remember. He's got some fucking good ones. Can't remember.
Your bachelor party's the best one.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I sold that one before, though.
I can't even remember. That one, yeah, with them.
Just like, there's like three or four stories from that night.
Oh, yeah. The Anheuser-Busch and then the...
I forgot about that.
He's staring at that guy. Fucking, yeah, that was hilarious. Ted. And then, there was all kinds of good ones. J-Dub's got some good stories. The devil comes out of J-Dub when he's drunk.
Sure does.
I know. Have you ever taken karate, Kyle, when you were a kid?
I did not.
Did you ever take
No.
Did you?
Nope.
I am a black belt.
Mm-hmm. In ass kicking.
Did you ever play soccer?
I played 1 year of soccer. Yep.
Figures.
And,
Kyle did.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Did you just do the docking symbol? Soccer? Yeah. Did you play soccer?
I did not do soccer.
Did you play any organized sports when you were a kid?
No team sports.
Never once.
Wrestled.
Oh.
Cauliflower here.
Kyle doesn't make fun of that.
Full Nelson and the boys.
Yeah. It was like for like a year and a half. It wasn't very long.
It was like would you years. Avoid touching, like trying to touch, like the guy, like when you're wrestling, getting like, oh God, he can feel his wiener on you. Yeah,
on my shoulder.
Yeah, when he's yeah. when he's putting yeah. you in the guillotine.
I was still in elementary school. I don't think it really occurred to me.
No one had balls.
Yeah.
They're still tucked away back then.
I don't think we had wrestling until I got to junior high school.
I think that's how ours
I don't
was.
Remember. I didn't wrestle. Did you wrestle, Joel?
No, fuck no.
I wish that. I actually
what
wish,
a ridiculous question.
I wish that hockey would have been available in my high school.
Talk about the hockey.
I would have played hockey.
Yeah.
It's expensive. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
We didn't have a high school team, but we had like a travel.
Like a club team.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There just weren't enough people to have a whole team.
Yeah, it's a hard sport to get started in because it's so expensive. Yes. Your parents got to have money.
Yes. I think to put you into shit like that. Too.
Yeah. You couldn't handle lacrosse is the one that guys get pissed off when you make fun of it.
Lose eyes.
LAX.
Yeah, where they're like fucking lacrosse is where lacrosse is for pussies that can't play football. You couldn't handle it, man. They get all defensive.
It's pretty intense. It's pretty close to hockey.
I don't understand how the fucking game works. That's what drives me nuts.
I've heard the Duke lacrosse parties are what?
Yeah, they're where it's at. 100% consensual. And but the I laid out for 10 years. I laid out the fucking fields for lacrosse. I still don't know how the game works.
No,
like where the line. Like what the fuck does this even mean? There's like attack zones and wings and all kinds of shit like that.
I don't know that.
It's always fun to watch though. Every once in a while, there's like a top 10 play, and it's like, oh, that's pretty sweet.
Have you ever watched girls field hockey? I know I make that joke about you. It's like, oh, the South Dakota State girls field hockey game's on. Yes, I can't do anything.
I have watched.
Have you watched it though?
Yes.
It's fucking like it's a very awkward looking game.
Very, because it's like, yeah.
Like how far bent over they have to. I think a pervert invented it.
Yeah.
I just wanted to stand behind them.
Their
shorter sticks.
Yeah, their backs have to be
shorter,
fucking
short.
Yeah, shorter sticks, and they have to wear very, very high-cut kilts.
Their backs have to be ruined.
Yeah, and like, yeah, they're just like running around. It's just so fucking, it doesn't even look like a game that would be fun to play.
It's very odd.
It's very awkward. So that's... how far you go away from the microphone when you have to sneeze always cracks me up. He like puts his head almost to the ground when he doesn't.
It's called courtesy.
Yeah, fuck that. It's called reality.
I don't want Dustin to have to cut that out.
No, he wouldn't. He doesn't do anything anymore.
Track four.
Yeah, it's like how much shit's not even there. It's like people text me and they're like, oh yeah, like
Bodine's getting loose.
Normally Timmy is quiet, but on this one he's not there at all. And then it's like, where's
everybody's
the, I don't know what happened
something.
To the track. No, like the whole track was missing.
Oh,
and it was like because Dustin didn't put it in. It was like, what the fuck are you doing?
Wow.
He like forgot to put it in there. It was like, are you actually checking these and going, fucking fuck you. I'm like,
fucking fuck you.
Thanks, producer Dustin.
He's Googling late 80s stretch limousines.
I'll come here to ride in that limo.
Oh, limo to Cree? Like, fucking Timmy's as fired up as Dustin is.
That would be hilarious if you guys showed up to a Cree concert
wearing Scott Stapp Cowboys jerseys and got out of it.
I mean, that would go viral.
Oh,
there would be people that would take videos of
cowboy boots.
Dustin said that when they play, he was doing it in his kitchen. Like, he was playing Creed songs on his phone. This is going to be so fucking awesome. He's like, fucking Three Doors Down's opening. Fucking love them, too. Like, he was, like, so fucking judgmental. Like, dude, you know you sound like, Dustin? A CrossFitter in a bourbon club right now. That's what you sound like. And, but then they were playing One Last Breath, and he just said, like, talking about how awesome it's going to be. He just put his arms back and, like, started, like, David Blaine, like, levitating with his feet. In his kitchen, and we're fucking dying. Like it's gonna be hilarious. Yeah. This is gonna be one of the funnest times ever. If people don't ruin it, that's what I don't know.
Better make sure Mitch isn't talking.
Yeah, I know.
Songs.
Mitch, you shut your fucking mouth. Dustin will tell him to shut his fucking mouth.
Sing it.
Have they met yet?
Yeah, Dustin.
For a while, haven't they?
Dustin's known Mitch as long as I've known him.
Okay,
we were working there at the same time. Yeah, but I mean, Dustin got bored with it after about a month, and then was done, moving on to his next phase.
He wanted to do the
his next victim,
the horn.
Yeah, he was mad that they
picked
me
up for that promotion. He was done.
Fuck this! Joel gets all the glory. Gets to sit out there and eat nachos all fucking day long.
The best part is Ryan. Just weren't you just sitting out there? That's how you met Ryan. And then he was just like,
yeah. He'd make fun of me. He'd walk out there and he'd like be worn out, and I'd just be like. He's like, what? Like, he would give me shit about, like, oh, that's all you're fucking doing is doing a fucking air horn. Like, he wasn't saying that. Well, he didn't cuss a lot, but he was implying that, not verbatim. What are you doing? You just sit here and do nothing and eat nachos and blow an air horn. Oh, yeah, you're working real hard. And I'm like, well, I tried to get on the fucking grounds crew, but apparently you don't want to fucking, you know, you want to hire a bunch of morons that I see running around here and do Chris shit talking them. And I'm like, this fucking idiot.
No. I like the cut of your jib.
Yeah.
You'll be my number two.
Yeah.
You'll be my two. I like you.
Yeah. And then he called me after the next, at the beginning of that. I wasn't even going to go back because, like, they put the air horn up on the fucking scoreboard.
Yeah, replaced by a switch.
And then they're like, oh, you can be an usher. So I remember standing up there through those fucking games on the second level, just going, like, this is fucking awful. And then, you know, you have to walk down in, like, the sixth inning with a fucking bag of trash bags collecting people's trash and shit. I'm like, yeah, this sucks. I'm not going. Yeah. I was like, I'm not going back. And he called me. I remember I was sleeping on the couch after school. And then, like, the phone rang. No idea what I was going to do. And I was like, whatever. Summer's getting ready to start. He's like, he's like, it's Ryan. I'm like, who?
Listen, man, I told you I don't have your buddy, okay?
Yeah, right. Leave me alone. And he's like, Ryan from the Dragons. I'm like, oh, yeah, what's going on? He's like, you still want to be on the grounds crew this year? And I was like, yeah. I guess, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
let me check my schedule. It's just like the Hughleys, like every Tuesday.
It's Maury, you're not the father on the TV.
Yeah. He's like, why are you sleeping right now? And I was like, I don't know. He's like, what's with that? Like, I was lazy, which I was. And I wasn't
sleeping.
Yeah. And then he was like, oh,
where's my eyes?
Gave me the info, like, you know, come down here on this day and blah, 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 for orientation, blah, blah. Don't let me down. I'll drop you like a bad habit. And then fucking hung up on me. I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then, went down there and ended up being the assistant for him for like four seasons. And fucking now he's running Notre Dame. So it's, And then the hellish relationship with that organization began 20 some years ago.
It's my former agency.
just couldn't get the sport. Oh, you're such a dick. See, everyone says I'm the dick. Like, Mike hides it. Like, I'm just straightforward with it. Mike subtly drops it in. I bet Mike was the guy. Were you the guy in high school that, like, when factions of people were quarreling, that you would be the one that was like standing off to the side in the back that would like just slip in the smart aleck comments, and then it might lead to violence after that? Is that while you're laughing like you have a story?
If I did, no one would have noticed. But that does make me think. There was like two girls were like getting ready to fight in the cafeteria. I probably told this story before, and I'll never forget. This kid just like walked through between of them, and it was taco day, and he held up a taco shell, and he was just like, does anybody want a taco shell?
While they're getting ready to fight. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's something you never... And we paid some kid like a dollar to pee his pants sometime in the cafeteria. He got in trouble.
He got in trouble.
A dollar? I was maybe more than that.
Pants
I don't know.
For a dollar.
The best part was there was a teacher that she, like, I think she couldn't do anything until he actually did it. I remember she was, like, standing next to him, like,
waiting for him to piss his pants. Don't you do it.
You're going to be in big trouble.
My buddy Craig pissed his pants for $19. I'll never forget that. We had that. We were on
you make it sound so crazy. And they're like, yeah.
We're on a
Smart Craig or Dumb Craig?
Dumb Craig. Yeah. Oh, Smart Craig would have never pissed his pants on purpose that. For money. But Dumb Craig
did, a price.
Yeah. That we were literally like, how much money do you have in your pocket? Like, to our other friends. It was on Dustin's back porch at his parents' house. We were all drunk and we were like, how much cash do you have on you?
Concrete? Well,
it was a raised deck.
Okay.
That was over concrete. All right. And we're all just like, Craig, piss your pants. He's like, Craig, piss your pants for, you know. Well, I was like, I got $5. I'll piss your pants for $5. Because he was like broke as shit, you know, like two at the top.
Dance, monkey.
Yeah, that's literally what it was. Like, we were paying him to like let his girlfriend like grind on guys.
Oh, my
and
God.
It was hilarious. Like, damn.
It was hilarious.
Because she was like, what else can we do for money? Like, things like that.
Does that make him a pimp?
Yeah, no. We were pimping her out, and he was just letting it happen. And she was like counting money as we were like doing stupid things. And
wow, this is
these are the things that would happen at Dustin's house. That in like he like his fucking parents' friends would be there like egging it on. Like it was, you know, we're in our late teens, early 20s, you know, when like partying age, And yeah, and then
it was hilarious.
Yeah, it was hilarious. Yeah, the hard way. But he was just staying there, like, Craig, piss your pants. So then, like, it was like, I got $5, and someone was like, I got $5, and you know, it's like, I got $4, and then before you know it, it ended up being $19. We're like hitting it on our hands on the back porch. He's like, I'll piss my pants for $19, and I'm thinking he wasn't gonna do it. But he just stood there. I'll never forget it. He was standing there on the porch and just looking up. And like he was making a face like he was joking. And then he just saw it fucking like his jeans turned. And it's like, holy shit, he's really doing it. He's pissing his pants.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was, he did it. We paid him too.
We made good on the offer.
Yeah, we made good on the offer. We always stuck to it. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Begs the question, how much would it take for you to piss yourself?
That's what I was about to say.
It depends.
Let's build the context.
Yes. The context matters.
Let's say we're at a bar patio.
Okay.
And you have to stay for an hour after. Ooh. Before you can go
Oh,
home.
Man.
That adds a lot. Yeah. Because then you're sitting in your piss.
You could stand.
To be honest with you,
levels up higher.
See, that's the thing about it was like I wouldn't even be like I could piss my pants, and the embarrassment level wouldn't even bother me like at a bar like that. Because I would just be like, I just made $500 to piss my pants or whatever. Right. It would be having to sit there for an hour with like piss pants.
That smell.
Just smelly piss pants.
And you made asparagus for lunch.
Oh, the price just doubled. Oh, God, that sounds awful.
You drink a pot of coffee and then had asparagus for lunch.
That's a dirty piss.
I'm trying to remember. Like, when was
$19?
It?
$19?
No, it would be more than that, a lot, especially now. But the five years ago, I might have taken you up on that offer. Now the can you remember?
He started negotiating the wrong way. How about 1850?
Backing it up. Yeah.
Can you remember the last? Can you consciously remember ever pissing your pants?
No.
Like even when you were young, like waking up when you were like, you know, 4 or 5 or something.
Nope.
Don't remember it at all. No. Yeah,
I don't know either.
Do you? I'm sure you do.
I piss my pants.
Every night from ages.
Every night from 12 to 28.
And then again at 35.
And again at 35.
I literally knew more than one guy when I was in the military that every time they drank, they would piss.
There's guys that are like that.
Every
fucking I've heard
night.
That. Quit yeah. Drinking. There was one time in I would have been in like 7th or 8th grade. And I remember I had a couch in my bedroom, but it was like a So I yeah I had
lots
yeah yeah we partied.
Dustin's got a ballroom. You got a couch in your room.
I had a bigger bedroom, but I had a single bed in there and then a couch in there. Nice. and we had it all fucking set up
and
to
buddy's girlfriend. That's right. Don't you for money in there?
Screwing them all for money. When I was in 7th grade, I got night.
I wonder what else you can do for money.
It was just. It was just my birthday. I got birthday money. Come over.
Oh, the envelope from Grandma. Let me call my friend.
Bring your girlfriend.
Will you accept quarters?
She sends me one quarter for how old I am.
That was a good one. No, but I was sleeping on that couch. I fell asleep on that couch. And it was one of those ones. This is the same one where people talk about where, like, you have a dream that you're pissing. And then it's like, it wasn't like full on fucking bit. It was like, dude, I pissed in my pants a little bit. Yeah, I woke up. That was the last time anything like that's ever happened.
How old were you?
I was probably 12.
What is piss your pants?
Like, yeah, it was. Yeah, 12, maybe 13.
Miles Davis.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Peeing your pants is cool. Consider me Miles Davis.
I had an accident.
I had an accident. Yeah. Oh, God. Do you know?
So how much? $500, you say?
I'd piss my pants in a bar for $500. Yeah.
And sit there for an hour?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd for $500, I'd do that.
Yeah, I'd probably do that, too. What pants am I wearing?
That's another vital point, you know, too. These, if you, yeah, those will probably dry out faster.
No, but
they'll show more.
Yeah.
It'll be all down your legs.
Yeah. See, yeah, if you were wearing like black jeans, it would hide it a lot more.
Right.
And soak a lot of it.
Yeah.
Gray sweatpants.
But then, oh.
That's a rough
with
one.
With the cuffs at the bottom of the ankles.
Oh, God.
Joggers.
So it's getting your shoes and on your socks. Yeah.
Very absorbent, too. May not even reach the pavement.
Yeah. Oh.
You ever like hold your piss for so long that like when you finally get to the bathroom, your brain is so dialed into holding that piss that it's like actually hard to start going?
I have not.
Because you've been like really having to piss so bad, like if you're on like a road trip.
Probably not healthy.
Yeah, I'm sure it's not.
I've been there.
Yeah. You finally like are like, holy shit, I'm finally there to the bathroom. And then like you whip your dick out and then it's like, and your body's still like, keep holding it because you've been holding it
good.
So long.
We're cool.
It's fine.
We made it.
Yeah.
But that release is very satisfying.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, just keeps going like Austin Powers. He keeps fucking kicking his leg. What a great flick. He was just in. What the fuck was he in?
Mike Myers?
I just watched
Wayne's World.
Amsterdam. It was
in Amsterdam?
No, it wasn't. The movie was called that. It had Christian Bale in it.
Then why were you watching the movie?
If you weren't there, why were you watching it? It had Christian Bale and Denzel's kid in it, John David Washington, and then there it is, and Margot Robbie. It was actually fairly good. It was kind of a...
I am very embarrassed that I did not know that was Denzel Washington's son.
Yeah, that's his kid. Chris Rock's in it, too.
Never heard of this.
But Mike Myers was in it. And he looked, it's amazing how
What's
old he looks
about?
Now.
Taylor Swift's in it?
Yeah, Taylor Swift was in it, too. It had a pretty good cast. Timothy Oliphant, Zoe Saldana, that's right, she was in it, too.
De Niro.
Shannon, and Michael Shannon. It had a whole shit ton of people, but it was pretty much like a mystery-type thing. It was kind of...
Whodunit?
Yeah, but not really, I mean... They witness a murder and they're trying to bring it all together, but they're all kind of like eccentric people. Like she's supposedly like nuts, but her family's kind of trying to keep her isolated. And he's like a strange, he's a doctor and John David Washington's a lawyer and they're all kind of tied into this thing and they're trying to figure out what the hell's going on.
That was David O. Russell.
They get framed for it. Like somebody kills someone, shoves someone in front of a car and gets run over as they were like talking to someone about it and then or talking to that person and then someone out of the crowd shoved them and then they tried to pin it on them and they had to kind of prove the thing, but it was kind of pseudo. It was darker material, but it was like kind of a dark comedy. It wasn't bad. Christian Bale is good in it.
Where did you watch it at?
I watched it on the plane.
Oh.
Did you piss your pants when you were on the plane?
No.
It looked like it was
some
that coffee.
Some gay British guy dumped coffee on my cock, though. That was awful. I'm glad he was adamant about getting me to change into those fucking the pajama pants.
Please, I'm begging you, sir.
Yeah, please, sir. I cannot possibly think about this any longer. Because I was just going to sit there like I'm not walking to that bathroom with these fucking piss pants. Uh-huh. Like, it literally, people are like, that fat guy pissed his pants.
Oh, my God. They had to give him free pants.
Yeah. Right. That's exactly what I was thinking.
How embarrassing.
I'm like, I'll just
he probably has a medical condition.
Yeah, right. Don't stare at him. Clearly, he's retarded.
Avert your eyes, kids.
And then, yeah. But, yeah, I literally stood up and I walked back to the bathroom with like a fucking airline pillow like in front of my dick. But luckily, it wasn't that far. It was like 10 rows. Shut up, Malu!
Good pod.
Yeah, I know. It's always great. People love when I yell at the dogs. They think it's funny.
But no, I did not take karate when I was
Yeah, you
kid.
Didn't. You didn't, didn't take karate. No self-defense at all.
No, I don't need that.
You just beat up kids. Well, you just call kids slurs, and then they call your mom a whore or something, and beat them up.
And I
beat them up.
That's how it goes.
Have you ever been in a fist fight, Mike?
When I was in that scuffle.
Tell us about the scuffle. Nah. Wasn't there? Without giving too many details about what happened, it was pretty much like a cafeteria melee. Brawl melee in high school,
it was
right?
A gym one. A gym nice. Melee.
Nice. Did you land a punch on anyone, or was it?
Yeah,
everyone else was fighting, and I just fell on the ground. I went covered my ears.
Not my
proudest moment.
Not the most valor I've ever shown, yeah. But yeah, I landed a couple in the back of a guy's head and I pulled him off of my buddy.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's nice.
Good times.
Yeah.
You know who does a lot of fighting? Chuck Norris. That's who does a lot of fighting.
Yeah, he does.
Timmy's been waiting all year. There's Mike Myers in it. That video, they showed a clip of him and how weird he looks.
Oh, wow.
That'll
be great for our listeners.
Wait until they show here. Like, of course, it's shitty one of him getting water
weird.
For him on his
right,
face.
Joel.
Yeah. Rami Malek, he's weird, too.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was very... I saw Mike Myers, and I was just like, oh, God, he looks odd now. Yeah. Even when they tried to do...
doesn't look like Austin Powers.
Probably a lot of Botox.
Well, didn't they do like a commercial recently for like one of the Super Bowls in the last couple of years where he brought back the Mike Myers or the Austin Powers and the...
Yeah, kind of, sort of.
And he looked all weird in that, too. He was like Dr. Evil.
Yeah, yeah.
Or something.
Yeah, maybe. I don't remember.
He looks all puffy and weird and old.
Puffy, yeah.
But he's not, he doesn't look, he definitely looks worse than Chuck Norris does at 84 years old. Now,
absolutely.
Chuck Norris just celebrated a birthday. The American legend that is Chuck Norris, 84 years old a couple of weeks ago.
84 years young.
84 years young. That's right. Do you remember the first thing you remember seeing Chuck Norris in, Tim?
Yeah, I think it was Enter the Dragon.
Enter the Dragon.
Bruce Lee movie. I think that was the first thing.
Yeah, he was real. Bring him up in that. Chuck Norris, Enter the Dragon. It was, because I think he didn't used to competitively fight before he became an actor. Yeah. Before he became the legend of Walker, Texas Ranger.
Or he had his own discipline.
The Way of the Dragon?
I think
there's weird things about Bruce Lee movies that I found out over the years that they are, depending on where you're looking, they're called different things because they'll be named something different in Japan and in China. And then some of them are one of them is, there was one that I knew I had the cassette tape for that was called Fists of Fury. And then, so The Way of the Dragon was the third movie he ever made in 1972. Hmm. Jesus. I thought he was in the Game of Death, too.
Chuck Slaughter.
Chuck Slaughter was the character he played. What do you think is the best name? They're all just badass. James Braddock. That might be, it was either Delta Force or Missing in Action Braddock that I can remember seeing him in as like one of the first things. And they were like the late night. Did you have HBO when you were a kid, Timmy?
Yeah.
Remember like the late night, like 2 a.m. on Saturday night movies? When you either got the softcore titty Skinamax ones or the horror movies. Yeah. The horror movies that showed the titties.
Yep.
Or you got like really bad action movies.
Yeah.
Like No Retreat, No Surrender and shit like that, which I believe he was in that too.
Yeah, I think so.
But yeah. And then Sidekicks was like probably. probably his biggest movie. Did you ever see Sidekicks?
No, I haven't seen any of his movies.
Are you really a kid movie, right? Yeah, it had what's his name, the kid who's dead in it. Well, that doesn't Jonathan that doesn't really narrow. Brandis, that was his name, or Jonathan Brandis.
Ooh, 2.9 on IMDb for the Bell.
He made a movie in 2003. Then he went. He went all like country, like Texas. He used to be like military. It's like karate guy, then military guy.
There was definitely phases.
Then cowboy guy. And then back to the military with the Expendables, where he literally looked like somebody's great-grandfather.
Booker.
Who would still kick your ass.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you ever watch Walker, Texas Ranger, Mike?
Yes, I did.
Did you really?
The eyes of the Rangers are upon us.
Who didn't?
Yeah. Do you remember when Conan O'Brien had the Walker, Texas Ranger lever installed at his desk? Right, like whatever he was on, what was he on? ABC or CBS? Whatever
NBC, I think.
NBC, I think you're right. Yeah, whatever network that he was on had acquired, like USA or whatever it was that had the rights to Walker Texas Ranger.
Okay.
So in celebration of that, he had like a red and yellow lever installed by his desk that every time he pulled it randomly throughout the show, the tech guys had to play. Like a random, like awful clip.
Without context
of like from Walker, Texas Ranger. And there were times when he first put it in, I swear to God, he'd pull it 15 times in the monologue. He'd just keep doing it, and then he would try to keep going. And then you would see him, and then it was like the lever was calling to him, and then you'd just see him like look at it, and then he would be like, he'd start, and then people would cheer, and then he would like take it off, like, no, we're not going to do it. And then he'd, and then he would look and like pull it back, and it would be some just awful shit of like, yeah, you know, Chuck Norris like karate kicking a fucking, you know, Volkswagen and exploding or whatever the hell was going on with it. That show ran for a long fucking time.
196 episodes. That's like,
how is
almost made
eight or nine seasons?
Did you ever watch it, Kyle? 93. Like regularly?
No.
Did you watch it regularly, Mike?
I think I sort of did, but I only remember one episode.
Holy, The Last Boy Scout. You remember that movie? That's completely off topic.
Whoa!
I remember that one.
Did someone just pull a gun?
Yeah. In a football game? You know, we want to know what's even funnier is it was Billy Blanks from Tybo. He was guy playing that character. That he was like, he owed all this money to like gambling people, this like, you know, organized crime. And he was, yeah, they were telling him that he needed to do so well, and they needed to win. And, he was running the ball down the field and knowing that he had to score a touchdown. He pulled a gun out of his fucking, it was the opening of the movie, pulled a gun out of his pants and just started shooting all these players as he was running down there, and then got to the end zone and blew his head off.
Oh.
Yeah, okay. That movie. I liked that movie.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah. And a Damon Wayans.
Yeah, he was the best Wayans. He was good.
He's hilarious.
Everyone thinks his brother, like, everyone thinks Marlon's the funniest. I'm like, Damon Wayans was fucking hilarious. Yep. He was the bomb. But no, in honor of Chuck Norris's birthday, we're going to do our favorite. When did these start? Mike, do you remember?
The jokes?
When did the jokes start?
They call them facts.
Yeah, the Chuck Norris facts. When did they begin? Does it say anything in that thing? It was sometime.
These websites are.
It was post high school.
Yeah.
It was probably like late first decade of the 2000s.
The aughts
when it happened.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Let's say because we'll I was 2008.
I was still in school.
Yeah, when it was going on. What year did you graduate high school?
2010.
Okay. Yeah. Then all of these Chuck, and I don't even know what it was on the back of, like when it started. Like, it wasn't like he'd done anything. He hadn't really done anything relevant. You know, Walker, Texas Ranger had been running forever and it had become a joke. It was a joke the whole time. But then all of a sudden, all these Chuck Norris jokes, legit jokes, just started coming out about like how badass Chuck Norris was. And some of them were fucking hilarious. And we're going to pick our top five favorite ones. Depending on how long this takes, we're going to go around the table. And we're probably going to do two each. We'll see. We'll see how many we come up with and how much dialogue we can whip out of the blender on this one.
Podcasting challenge.
That's right. It's a podcasting challenge. We're actually challenged right now when it comes down to this. But Chuck Norris is an American fucking legend, so we're going to have to talk about him. The first one going to my left.
Oh, my. Furball.
Will you hand me another Modelo out of there, Mike, real quick behind it?
Sure, why not?
Sorry. These are good, by the way.
Yeah, I know. They're not bad. It's got almost a Miller High Life feel.
Yeah.
Almost a champagne of beers, the Modelo Oros.
Champagne of cerveza.
Champagne. Cerveza. Oh, my goodness. Timmy's scanning right now. He did all. He this motherfucker well, shows up with a printout.
Yeah,
and he doesn't know what his first pick is.
No, I know.
You are on the clock.
Oh, you just had to find it. You'd already marked it.
I'm picking my second right now.
Oh, okay.
But I know my first.
I'm all right, go for it. What's your first favorite Chuck Norris joke?
My first one is: when the Tooth Fairy comes to your house, she takes your tooth and gives you money. When Chuck Norris comes to your house, he breaks your tooth and takes your money.
It's stupid. Oh my!
I got some in my fucking throat, man. I got to
drink this. Too much dick.
Oh yeah, yeah. Too much dick. I don't know what the fuck.
It was a little gargling.
It literally just came. That was just like, well, like someone's trying to jump out of my throat.
Now we're gonna have to do the
Heimlich
on you.
Yeah, no, the Heimlich. Yeah. When did you? How much did you get? G.I. Joe. Chuck Norris, G.I. Joe. How many? What did you get when the Tooth Fairy came, Kyle?
Oh God!
It was, other than taking advantage of
it was. No, I remember it being coins.
It was always coins.
Yeah. Wow.
So what'd you get?
A dollar, I think.
That's. I think I got a dollar. Like a dollar per tooth.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we did that.
Did you guys just put them under your pillow?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We had one of those like special pillows with a pocket.
We did too.
Situations.
We did
too. With my kids. Yeah.
We did you really?
Much easier.
How does that work?
Like you hung it on your doorknob.
Doorknob. Yeah.
And then, I think mine was just like next to my head.
Like you put your tooth in the little pocket, like Mike said, and then they put whatever they're going to give you.
It was like
a
little one. Yeah, like we got.
So you don't have to actually get the wake the kid up.
Correct.
I slept like a fucking log. My parents
have to put the wings on and the wand.
Yeah.
Tiptoe in there.
I remember one time I woke up when my dad was doing it.
Then he punched you out.
And I was like, what the hell are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm just the Tooth Fairy. And he did a little like.
He was drunk, wasn't he?
No, he wasn't. It was like.
He had an old Milwaukee in his hand. The original.
Yeah. He did a little like pirouette. Because it was after I stopped believing.
Uh-huh.
But Erica was young enough where she like. So they still gave me like a quarter when I would lose my teeth.
Okay.
So, it was hush, buddy.
Yeah.
Shut your fucking mouth.
Because I had to pretend. Don't ruin this. Like for Santa Claus, Easter, I had to pretend for like 2 or 3 years.
Oh, yeah.
Because Erica's three years younger than me.
I cannot remember like a time. Like, you know, like people talk about it like it's a dawning where you just like realize that this isn't right. I can't even remember it happening. Like to where it was just like. I don't believe in Santa Claus anymore, or I don't believe in the Tooth Fairy or the fucking Easter Bunny or whatever it is. But, like, yeah, I can, like, I don't know. It's weird how that always, maybe I'd never really believed in him. I don't know. But it was like.
You know, you always think, well, that doesn't add up.
Yeah.
Every fucking house in one night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some don't have a chimney.
Well, because he's magic, it's Kyle.
Magic.
You know.
How many kids lose a tooth every day, Kyle? Let's do the math.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Google.
A lot of teeth.
Yeah. But I can remember losing two of mine. I think I told this story about like trying to jump from a tree to a tree in Germany when I was like 6 and I fell 8 feet out of the fucking tree on my face and knocked one of my front teeth out. And then the other one was like loose. And I remember going up there and like I pulled it out myself, like twisted it out as a kid because it was like hanging there. And I had horror stories about parents that, you know, they would be like, oh, tie it to the fucking door and I'll slam it. And I'm just like, nobody's doing that shit. Like, I'm, but like, I lost the first tooth when I fell. And like, it was like on the outside in the ground and I couldn't find it. Yeah. It was like damn near dark, too, you know?
Worth a dollar.
I know.
Yeah.
And I remember like my mom just being like, oh, well, we'll put it in an envelope and write a note to the Tooth Fairy saying that you lost the first tooth. You bought them both, fell out, you know, and I remember putting it under my pillow and waking up the next morning and the tooth and the envelope were gone and there was no money underneath it. And I was like, what the fuck? Like,
better luck next time.
I was like so pissed. And like, I remember like being like the fucking Tooth Fairy, the entitled asshole that I am. Like, what the fuck? Like bitching to my mom that I don't
stole my
car
shit.
Was going full Cartman. And
Tara stole your money.
No, my mom was like, well, maybe. And then like, I remember my mom like crawling on the ground and like looking under my bed and me going, oh, it fell down here. And like, because I must have knocked it like back behind under the thing when I did it. But that's one of my, and then like.
Probably when you moved your CPAP.
Yeah, I know. At six. Where was CPAP? The cord must
pediatric
have
CPAP.
Yeah, pediatric CPAP. Started at an early age. And I remember like a year and a half later going through like a junk drawer and finding that envelope that still had my tooth in it too.
Aww.
Which was, I thought was creepy that my mom would have kept
my tooth.
What's
the Tooth Fairy doing with all those teeth?
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
Build an ivory castle.
Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Google that. I want to see what the internet says.
What does the Tooth Fairy do with the teeth?
This will be good.
I know. This should be. What does the Tooth Fairy look like?
Do
with the teeth.
Oh, gosh, this is going to be bad. This is going to be nightmares.
It's believed that the Tooth Fairy uses these teeth to help build the fairy community where she lives.
How the hell does that help it?
What's Colgate say?
What does the Tooth Fairy do with rotten teeth?
Ooh.
Yeah, see, that's a smart kid. Very particular about the teeth she collects and uses for her castle.
The
child's tooth has a cavity or dark spot. She will throw the bad tooth into the mouth of a big cave where it will be ground up into fairy dust. The Tooth Fairy is very small and very quiet. Okay.
Is the tooth fairy real or is it your parents?
That's so funny. They point out that there's no scientific evidence to support the existence of the Tooth Fairy. What a fucking asshole.
Of course it's real,
knowing that that was a child's question. Like, I'm not that big of a dickhead.
Google that verbatim. Let's see the first one that pops up. You think that's the Google answer?
What is it now? Oh, is the Tooth Fairy real?
Or is it, let's go, is the Tooth Fairy real?
It sure is.
Wow.
Thanks a lot, Miles of Little Smiles, pediatric dentistry.
Yeah, of course. They're telling you to... they're fucking assholes.
Is the Tooth Fairy a myth? Wow. It's a beloved mythical creature.
Children overcome their fears of losing their baby teeth for centuries. This tradition's story entails bravery and that memorable moment for parents when a child loses a tooth.
Ruining kids.
Oh, yep. Making them all pussies. They shouldn't even make up that story.
Taking all the magic out of their lives.
I know. How many of your kids are out of the believability range yet, Timmy? Mm-hmm.
All except for the youngest. Yeah, the three youngest still believe. My two oldest girls,
okay.
Are they pretending like they?
Are they holding the secret?
Yep, they play the game.
Good.
Yeah,
good.
They play the game.
Oh, Santa.
Yeah,
you better get to sleep.
My sister, he's not real, right? That's what my sister would be, that bitch who would do that. I don't think she did that to me, though. She may have to Brett. I think there's
a
story there.
She ever did.
I'll have to ask her what, if there's a story to that Santa Claus thing. Because I feel like she claims something like, she's like, I knew he wasn't real from the time I never believed in him. And, it just didn't make any fucking
sense. Get one
sense.
Over on me.
That's right. It didn't make any fucking sense.
She's 3 years old. Yeah. Charlie Day meme.
Yeah.
No, this doesn't
Putting work. It all together. Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ. All right. Tooth Fairy Chuck Norris on the list. Kyle, what do you got?
I'm going to go with Chuck Norris won a game of Connect Four in 3 moves. Because that's pretty good.
It's not even badass. That's what's funny about it. It's not like he did something physically impressive.
He's playing Connect Four.
Yeah, it's kind of nice to think about him doing something quaint, like playing a board game.
I know. What do you think he thinks of these things?
I bet he loves them.
You think he loves them?
Yeah, I read something. There was some kind of interview years ago where somebody brought that up to him. Yeah, I mean, he just thought it was kind of cute.
Keeps me alive.
There's a bunch of like calendars, like 365-day calendars. Mm-hmm. So he's licensed this, or it's been.
Somebody's making money off his name.
Yeah, Yeah, he's probably doing fine with
it. Oh, shit, I missed that one, 43. That one was... That's a stupid. But the...
yeah.
There's a million of these lists, but they crack me up. Were you a big Connect Four fan, Mike?
Oh, we had it. I wouldn't say I was a big
fan. I never had it. What board games did you have when you were a kid?
Candyland early on.
Great game.
We played some Yahtzee. Would we consider that a board game?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll allow it.
we played some Scrabble.
Oof. I've never played a game of Scrabble in my life.
You're not missing much.
Yeah. I never had much use for book learning.
Wordsmith.
Yeah.
Risk?
I feel like I'd be good at it.
I feel like you'd be a good
Risk played
player.
Risk in high school.
Yeah. I like Risk.
See, yeah, Risk didn't come out till we were like in high school probably, right?
I think one of the first times I drank, I was playing Risk.
Really?
Yeah.
Because they had, yeah, God, there were people that we knew in high school that were really into it.
Have you played like the computer game equivalent?
No.
Civilization?
Yeah. That's
pretty cool.
There wasn't there a computer version of Risk, though?
Yeah. There was, like, a CD-ROM.
Yes. Yeah. I can remember people playing that, and it was like... But then they had... What'd you guys have growing up?
The Game of Life was always...
Oh, yeah, I think everyone had Life, yeah.
I was just one of the most kids.
Yeah.
And I fucked.
And all that went to the wayside.
Yeah.
Once I got introduced to fucking...
Yeah, that's right.
What else?
Monopoly?
Clue, Monopoly, yeah.
I don't think I ever owned Clue.
I think we had Clue.
Yeah, we had Clue.
Sorry. Monopoly?
Sorry.
Yeah, sorry was a big one, yeah.
Trouble.
Trouble, I had that.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, we had Trouble, not Sorry.
We would just fucking hit that thing.
Oh, yeah. Pop it.
Sorry. Fuck. Oh, Fireball Island. Did you ever have that one?
No.
That was the greatest fucking board game that ever existed. Fireball. A guy, look this up, a guy that... Look, put up original too after it. Fireball Island original, because okay. They've like bastardized it. And yes, that's the original one on the far left there.
Whoa!
Look how much they want for what? It used.
God. Oh my god!
Yeah. 450. A guy that worked on that big one in the middle. That's the original board game. It's pretty much like a you roll a dice. There were cards involved. But you had to make your way around this island. But that head that was at the top middle of the island had all these red marbles. And you would, if somebody, if they rolled whatever the wrong thing and landed on it, you would drop the marbles out of that thing's head and it would run through the channels and it would knock your player over. And you had to go back to like the start.
Chutes and Ladders on steroids.
Yes. That was the, I feel like that might even...
Kind of cool.
I can't tell if that was a...
I've never even heard of it.
It was weird. Like there was going back to the Dragons talk. Like, remember, we were talking about Cherik, the guy who's the farmer down there. He used to work at the Dragons with us. Mm-hmm. He fucking found it like in the earliest days of eBay and bought it used. And he brought it in and we were playing it like on rain delay games.
Nice.
But I had it when I was a kid. And I can remember having like one of the marbles sitting on my dresser, and my mom thought it was a cherry sour, and she went to bite and fucking about broke her tooth. I'm like, one, you're fucking disgusting.
Yeah,
for fucking like taking that off of it. And I was like six, like like boogered up fucking cherry sours. That must be. But yeah, that fucking game was awesome.
I remember when Nathan and I played a lot. I don't know if it'd be considered a board game, but it had two guns on
Crossfire.
Yeah, I think
you were trying to knock the little metal sword up, Crossfire.
Yeah, I remember that
we
game.
Played that.
Crossfire!
Yeah, the commercial was awesome.
It had the commercial.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the...
Mousetrap sucked.
Yeah.
I hated it.
The game was all... I remember all I ever did was set the game. I got it for Christmas one year. And I remember setting it up and just running the thing like three times and being like, this is okay.
It was Kerplunk.
Remember Kerplunk?
Kerplunk. I never played that one.
That's where you pull the rods out. Yeah, I like that.
Don't Break the Ice.
Oh, Don't Break the Ice is a great game.
I've never heard of any of these.
Really?
Yeah, Don't Break the Ice.
Kerplunk was like a cup sitting up here and had all these rods stuck in there and had marbles. And it's kind of like a version of...
I've never seen that in my life.
Really? Yeah. What's the wooden...
Jenga.
Jenga. It's kind of like Jenga.
Okay.
Kind of, sort of, I guess. But
you're,
it's not
trying
toppling.
To pull the right stick and not let them...
You don't
not
want the marbles,
them.
To, fall
marbles
through.
To go through.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about...
Don't Break the Ice was awesome.
My friend Steve was at a bar, and he was on the patio of a bar. I think he was in Michigan, and somebody was, they were playing giant Jenga. And he, well, one, well, from our perspective, he shows up at this, he shows up at one of like the industry get together, one of the, like STMA. Mm-hmm. And he's got this big fucking like gash scar on his face. Like, what the fuck happened to you? Somebody was pulling a fucking, was drunk and was pulling a Jenga piece out in like, once they like got it out, they went like that, and it flew out of their hand in the fucking corner, hit him in the face at a bar, and like cut his fucking face. So he got
hit in the face with a 2x4.
Yeah, pretty much. It was a fucking 2x4, the corner of a 2x4, and fucking like sliced his face open.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was like, that's that. And I fucking hate that bar jing. It drives me crazy.
Then it falls and startles. Yes,
and then, yeah, you're like, you're trying to drink a beer and relax on a fucking patio, and you hear this wood crash to the ground, right, and people scream.
Fucking loud.
It's like fucking assholes. I remember seeing the cover of Break the Ice now.
Yeah, that's a good
don't.
They each
don't
have break your little.
What was the one that had ants in it?
Ants in the Pants.
Is that what it was called?
Yeah, I think he's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did the you see the second line that the taller and skinnier don't break the ice on the over closer to the right side there, Kyle, next to that? Yeah, that one. Yeah. There was some. Did the same makers make that? Because that looks a hell of a lot. Is that a Cootie Games?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Cooties, mm-hmm, is what I'm thinking of.
Don't Spill the Beans. I bet they did Don't Spill the Beans.
I never saw it. I don't remember that one either.
My uncle gave me that game when I was like 12 years old.
Really?
Yeah. And the ages says like 3 to 5 or something on it. My dad was like, why the fuck did you get him that? And it was hilarious.
You know what's funny about this shit too is, you remember like my mom's husband, her last husband, Frank the Tank.
Yeah.
Remember that fucking game that like I remember he like gave us. He was part of like making a game, and it was called like Screwed, is what it was called. And it was like it was a board game, and it was something you had to, like, you'd, like there was the rules were all weird.
Were.
Yeah. investors were, and He like was part of this game. Yeah, there it is. And so he was part of like, yeah, part of inventing or this whatever, somebody, the people that he were part of making this game, and he gave us all a copy of it. And I never opened it. And then I kind of pulled it open one time and looked at it, and it was kind of a strange, kind of weird rules. But so Amanda was like, yeah, her family at Christmas always has to do these fucking like, it's got to be some fucking like grand get to ordeal shit where they got to have some fucking events and shit going on. It drives me nuts where the, you know, it's like potato races and shit like that. And I'm,
do you have to, do you participate?
No, I mean, I did at some point, but now it's just like, just fucking stop. Like I don't, I walked out.
When do we eat?
Yeah, right. So we did this. So they do a gift exchange every year. And mind you, there's a fucking million people there. They have like, you know, I'll see her nephews and their wives, and they've all got kids now. Like the little kids now have kids. They're all fucking, you know, and so it's just chaos in this house now.
Kids everywhere.
Yeah, there's kids everywhere and fucking, you know, and uncles, and you know, it's just, there's a shit ton of people to get around and talk to, right? But this one of her sisters always has to organize these games, and whether or not it's like potato races or something, you know, and like where you like, it's like fucking like poop the potato or something is what they're calling, where they're doing all this stuff, you know, they're running, you know, and it's this whole fucking thing, right?
People are just thinking it's the funniest thing they've ever seen.
Well, I mean, it's not only, you know, other ones share the same sentiment, like, you know, like Tyler's one of our listeners. Shout out to Tyler. He's in the same boat where it's just like, okay, like we get together and we do this stuff, but it's more to appease the older, you know, the parents of the, yeah.
Got it.
So, but so I'm just always like, you know, I'm the one that's in the corner, like, fucking, why you always got to make me do this shit, you know? And like, she had one where it was like, build a fucking, a gnome, like a tree gnome with, either just, it's always just some shit. And I'm just like, can't I just sit here and drink and hang out with you guys and bullshit? Like, I hate organized activities and things like that. And then like, so Amanda goes, they requested this past Christmas to bring a board game. And I was like, all right. And like, so I looked and I'm like, what if we took Screwed up there? Because it's Frank's game. We've never played it. Like, just go up there.
I love the way you say
Frank. It's Frank's game. Fucking Frank. And so we're like, okay. So we go up there And then, like, we get into it, and then, like, okay, it's time for the gift exchange. I'm like, what gift exchange? And, like, I'm literally thinking we're going to go up there and play this game. And Amanda, like, gives it away.
Oh, no.
As a fuck.
No.
And I'm just like, and, like, I'm part, and, like, that's how ridiculous it was with me, was, like, I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Frank was a fucking moron. Like, I never had any, like, he was just an idiot that was married to my mom. But then a part of me was like, that's mama. The only copy of that fucking screwed game that, like, I had. And I'm like, and she just, like, gave it away. And I'm like, and I told her, I'm like, I didn't know we were giving this shit away. She's like, well, why would you think of it? I thought it was some organized fucking board game activity.
You're told to bring a board game. Yeah, you, think you're
you didn't
playing.
Say, like, you didn't say it's a gift no, exchange. We were playing for peeps. Yeah, right. Yeah. That's what I thought. So, yeah, gave away that fucking board game. And then, yeah, at the end of it, and this is a prime example, and Tyler will laugh about this too, is at the end of, like, the gift exchange, they're like, okay, we need everyone to come in here now. And I'm like, what in the fuck is this now?
Oh, boy.
And then they're like, one of the, like, the grand nieces is like 4 or 5. Mm-hmm. And they're like, she's going to read to all of us. And I was just like, I just turned around and walked out the back door.
I'll be the car.
The back. I'll be in the car. Lit up a fucking cigar out there. Like, and then of course, two of the other uncles that are hilarious come, like, popping us, sliding out the side door. We're, like, hanging out in the garage, looking at fucking hot rods while we're in there. Like, yeah, no, I'm not doing that. Good old board games. Connect Four. All right. Mike, what's yours?
Chuck Norris doesn't do push-ups. He pushes the earth down.
A classic one. Pushes the earth down. How hard would that be physically?
I mean,
what's, well, maybe we can chain up opposite with
the earth.
Ira Katz, joke killer. Have we talked about Ira on the show before?
Oh, yeah.
Have we?
Oh, yeah.
Good old Ira. Yeah.
In contact with him?
No. He hasn't needed 37 tickets to a Reds game.
Like 37 tickets.
Fucking guy.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he was the one, I would like to get some tickets to a Reds game if we could. Okay, well, anyone, like, it's for people at my work. I'm, you know, so no more than, like, 15 or 20. And I'm like, you're not getting 15 or 20. What?
Yeah, maybe 4.
Yeah, it was like 4 is like the cap. And then he's like, oh, okay, well, then never mind.
Just,
like,
forget it.
Yeah, like you're only going to get them if they're free. Like, you fucking cheap bastard. Oh, Jesus.
Oh,
Timmy had to take a shit.
Yeah, well,
how do you know that?
I can just tell by looking at his face. I can see
$20 he could have peed himself.
I wonder how much would it have to poop your pants, Kyle.
There was a kid in high school that, oh, when gas was like $4 a gallon,
he said, "What is going on in this country?"
He said, "If gas goes,
we got our girlfriends grinding on."
He said, "If gas goes back under $2, I'll shit my pants." And he literally did it.
Oh my God! Wow. I don't think my body would actually allow me to shit my pants, like
his pants,
purposefully.
I like to think. Yeah,
What percentage of people? What percentage of pants pooped is?
It's intentional.
No. There, see,
well, I want to know that. It's got to be less than 1%.
There's only 3 options. There's only 3 options. Okay. One.
What is up with this episode?
One. You do it on purpose, which has got to be the rarest. 2. You literally cannot hold it any longer. And it is the sheer rectal exhaustion. Or 3. Rectal exhaustion. 3. Bowel deception. That's the only.
Oh, deception.
Yeah. I think the highest.
That one's got to be the
highest. That's got to be the highest percentage of people shitting their pants. Timmy, was that what you think? We were talking about how we thought you went down there to poop. And we're going, do you think it's got to be the highest amount of people shitting their pants has got to be people trusting farts?
I think so.
Yeah, it has to be.
I would agree with that.
One could argue that's intentional.
It's very true. Excellent point. Touche. I hate myself. And then, yeah, this. So where does, like, which category does, like, I could write a thesis on shitting your pants. Okay, at what point?
The pie chart,
bar graphs. Where
time of day?
Where does like
prices?
A line graph. The correlation.
At what point? What's
crude
one of
oil? $110 a barrel.
Okay, what category? What of those three?
What are we talking about?
Of those three categories, what does falling down or you're like slipping on ice and shitting your pants? Where does that fall?
Does that happen?
I'm sure it happens. It has to happen. Someone has fallen on ice and shit their pants. Like, and there's, you know, like where it was.
She's oddly specific, Joel.
Well, there's like
it happens all the time, I'm sure.
A physical accident, like that involves like another force, some other force. Affecting you and your bowels, like somebody gets T-boned in a car accident and it shits their pants. Where does that fall?
Gets in a baseball brawl.
Yeah, right. Baseball brawl so shits like, their
like,
pants.
Like a sudden disruption.
Yes, a sudden disruption.
Physical.
Does that fall into
maybe almost?
Or is that its own category?
Almost getting hit by a school bus.
Yeah, right.
When you're a child,
that's possible. Do it. Yeah. Fear. Does that count? How? Yeah. Wow. Yes. I feel like this needs to be investigated further.
I'm sure someone's written a thesis
on like the entire layout of the possible categories. See, I feel like that has to be a fourth category. And
an
alternate.
Talk to Timmy like really
an alternate.
There has to be a fourth category.
What would we call that?
External forces.
Ooh, sure.
As opposed to internal forces. Forcing it out. But yeah, it's got to be.
I got to poop.
Yeah. He just shits.
Do you really? Right
here in the middle of
really? Quiet. Do you really?
Yeah. Randy Marsh spitting. He gets up off the toilet. Bono, don't bite the mini. He's spritzing against it. I would love to hang out with Trey Parker and Matt Stone. They're writing that. God, it's monumental. Yeah.
They wouldn't have known you were in the room.
Yeah, I know.
High out of their
completely
minds.
Ignored me.
Who's that guy jerking off in the corner? Yeah.
Who's that guy?
Is that Cartman? No.
give him $20 to pee his pants.
Yeah.
They might be the type to take it.
Yeah.
Pick you up on that.
No, they'd be the ones saying it. They'd be doing exactly what I did. Give him $20.
Is that illegal in any way? Because I feel like we should just go to a bar and just find somebody to piss their pants. To be your pants.
It can't be illegal. I don't know. Is pissing your... Deliberately pissing your pants in public? Could that
public
be...
Public urination?
But does that involve actually taking your wiener out? Like,
well, we did say indecent exposure.
Right. That becomes indecent exposure. But just pissing your pants
your
on
pants
purpose?
Cool.
Is peeing your pants in public illegal? Peeing in public is illegal under state law. Though less common, a harsher approach is to charge people who pee in public.
That has to do with actually pulling it out. If you just
your wiener coming out?
If you just stand there.
Oh, pee in public. Yeah, we're talking about peeing in your pants.
Is peeing your pants an arrestable offense?
There we go. But it's spelled with a British offense. So
it is against the law to expose oneself in public. Urinating behind a bush or tree in wilderness areas is generally not considered to be.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Is there a law of urination?
The law of urination.
That was Newton's first law.
First law.
Is it illegal to pee in your pants in public?
No, as long as your genitals are not exposed. But that's a Reddit. But I think that's correct. That sounds right to me. Reddit, people will just tell you anything in Reddit. People will tell you that DFW is as big as Rhode Island in Reddit.
You should and you'll start Google that. It.
Reddit's a bunch of shit. Is it illegal to wet your pants in public?
Most states would say yes.
This is given you intentionally creating a physically offensive condition within public view. That's all involved in whipping your wiener out.
Yeah.
No, that says pee your pants in public, though.
But, oh, no, I'm just reading down with the actual writing.
I know, I'm reading that, too.
Public urination, what you need to know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
He pushes the earth down. Oh, who would have thought this one would be that funny? Mine, having nothing to do with Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris does not own a stove, oven, or microwave because revenge is a dish best served cold. Oh, yeah. Yes. Which is also a quote from, didn't she say that in Kill Bill, too?
Oh, I don't know.
Revenge is a dish best served cold.
I believe you.
Oh, I think that, yeah. Not the, I don't own a stove.
Oh, that's what I was thinking. Part about owning a stove. If you had to get rid of one of those.
We're not even drinking heavily.
I know.
We literally have like a beer each.
We're finding gold. If you had to get rid of one of those three items in your life.
A stove, a microwave.
Or an oven. Microwave. What do you get rid of? You get rid of the microwave.
Wow.
Absolutely. Wow. I was not expecting that answer from you.
Nothing.
That's
good
a great question. Yeah. Well,
and you still have the air fryer. So.
Yeah.
You're good.
It's well, very true.
See, you can use the oven instead of a microwave.
Yeah, but it's much less less convenient. But there are things you can not cook in a microwave that you need an oven to cook for.
Yes.
Yes. There's nothing that you'd make in a microwave that you couldn't make otherwise.
Correct. That's what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm.
That's very true. That's a good point.
But the inconvenience and the time.
Yeah, I know.
It's all about convenience. It really
The microwave exists off of convenience.
Oh, totally.
Because I will 100% agree with Kyle on this. There's really nothing good made in a microwave.
Agree. No, everything that tastes better.
Yeah.
I don't warm stuff otherwise. Up. What I eat everything cold.
Do you? What's the best thing? The best thing to eat out of a microwave, even if it's not as good as the rest. What
popcorn?
Do you think?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good
see,
one.
See, I don't
that's
even.
That's a good one.
I'm not a big popcorn fan. That's weird. I know. I mean, at the movies, I am where it's made like kettle popped like that. It's good, awesome, yeah. But I've never been good. A microwave
that's the
popcorn
best part
fan.
Of the movies.
Absolutely.
Oh, I know.
Absolutely. You gotta get popcorn.
I think I use the microwave more to reheat liquids than I do.
Like, what do you reheat? Sweet. Like coffee or something?
Yeah.
You'll
coffee
reheat.
Or hot chocolate or, you know.
Ooh, hot chocolate.
I can't remember.
I don't eat for food very much.
I do love the
pizza's terrible.
Yeah.
Soggy.
Out of the microwave.
Soggy, yeah.
Greasy.
Oh, man, I'll reheat
spaghetti's
pizza
pretty now. Good out of the microwave.
Yeah. SpaghettiOs.
SpaghettiOs. You know what's not bad out of a microwave if you know how to do it?
Mm.
Is a hot dog.
That's true.
It's very convenient
that's
and very
true,
easy. Yeah. But
it's like 30 seconds.
Yes. And I still think, though, a hot dog is better in an air fryer. Because it crisps the outside slightly.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. But I'd eat the shit out of my... But there are so many convenient things about a microwave.
Oh, yeah.
Like those... Like making like those fucking steamable bags of like... That is the shit. They're the It's the fucking... Yeah, it's life-changing. Like just throwing one of those in there, hitting 5 minutes, and that's it. Yeah. Like it's the bomb. Yeah.
Just dump them out.
Yeah. And it's just... I mean... Peas. We talk about that. Do you like peas?
I do love peas.
I love them too. Amanda hates them. She hates them.
How do people hate peas?
I don't know, but she likes green beans, which are the most overrated fucking, the most overrated vegetable.
I agree. They're not bad, but
they're not
why
bad.
Does
they're
everyone
just
love
blah.
Green beans?
They're
so much?
Yes, they're boring as fuck. Like now again, you can when you can if you want to do the whole fucking you know green bean casserole.
Oh, sure, the French onion. That's
yeah.
the best part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
crisp.
Yeah, there it's the bomb there.
Grandma's green beans. Man.
Matt was just making fun of that yesterday, grandma's talking about that. We were there, he's like, grandma's green beans. I'm like, Dustin still won't let that go. Grandma's he fucking beans. Loves it. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you like Brussels sprouts?
They have to be royally doctored up. Like,
so not the steamables.
No.
Like fried.
They,
I don't mind
that or like, but mostly
pepper.
Have to have. I had a fucking. We were down in Atlanta. I was with Dustin and his fiance Nicole. We went to a restaurant over in one of the neighboring towns, but they had these like Korean barbecue,
they're like crispy and like,
and they had like a fucking glaze on them, and it was like a Korean barbecue. Oh god, they were fucking awesome. Yeah, and Amanda will make them, and she fucking loves them. And I'm just like, ugh. It's not that they're gross to the taste. It's just like they're. I don't like radishes either.
I don't like radishes.
And it's not because like I can't handle the flavor of them. It's just like
I don't like the texture. Of
yeah,
them.
They don't do anything for me. They're a waste. That's kind of how I feel about green beans.
They're a waste.
Holly made them with sauerkraut once, so it was cooked in the crockpot.
Oh yeah,
so it actually
softens them up and shit. Yeah,
tastes like a potato.
Yeah,
it wasn't so right harsh.
I know.
A hot dog with sauerkraut on
it. Dude, it took me way too long to realize this, but I fucking love Reubens.
So do I.
They used to be like an old man sandwich. Yeah.
Well,
I know. I'm getting there.
Here we are.
Right. Yeah, I know. But then like I can remember rye people bread? Eating them and being like, "Oh, right, cuz I'm not a big fan of rye. I'm not a big fan of corned beef really."
Yeah.
But like, and or sauerkraut on a zombie. You put them all together, it's and it's like mixture, this is yeah, this is fucking dressing. Good shit. Yeah, I'll tear this shit up. Dressing is good. Exactly. All right, dish best served cold. Timmy, you're second.
A fear of confined spaces is known as claustrophobia. A fear of heights is known as acrophobia. A fear of spiders is known as arachnophobia. A fear of Chuck Norris is known as logic.
Picked like the hardest one to read.
I know.
Good job. I'm proud of you.
It was between that and another one, actually.
What'd you write down for that one, Joel?
Fear of Norris logic.
I know you didn't write down the whole thing.
You wrote down Chuck Norris.
I got Tooth Fairy Connect 4.
Joke.
Timmy's pick.
Pushes the earth down. Served cold.
That famous Kill Bill quote.
Yes, the famous Kill Bill quote.
Yes.
Revenge is a dish best served cold. Very true. Yeah. I've never found Chuck Norris to be a scary guy, though.
No, I don't either. Yeah. I think that's...
Because he's a true American and he's a hero.
Very fatherly.
Has he ever played a bad guy?
No.
Well, no, please. I think he was. He was the bad guy in Enter the Dragon.
Yeah.
That was it.
Oh, man, it's too bad.
After he almost killed Bruce Lee.
Yeah.
I know.
There's some mystery behind his death.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And his sons.
Yep.
Chuck Norris is still alive.
They were cursed.
Good point.
Excellent point.
Excellent point.
I don't know if you saw that battle, but there's no way you survived Chuck Norris. Yeah. All right. We're running out of time. Lightning round this.
You promised us.
Kyle, you're second. Read it.
He can speak Braille. That's a good one.
Chuck Norris can speak Braille. Yeah. On the list. Mike, you're second.
When Chuck Norris went to Burger King and ordered a Big Mac, they made it for him perfectly.
That's I like that one.
I ordered McNuggets at a Burger King once, and they gave me a stink eye.
Oh, yeah?
Oh.
So,
yeah,
I guess
they're not called McNuggets, idiot.
I guess I'm not Chuck Norris.
Chicken fries.
I tell you, yeah. I ate a Whataburger. It had been a while. The best Whataburger experience I've had.
Because they were open?
Yeah, I didn't have to take a cab. It was brought to me. I was famished, but it was famished.
Wasting away.
And it was the best Whataburger I've had. I would if I could guarantee that every Whataburger I had was there. I always eat it when I'm in Texas anyway, just because it's like it's what you do. Yeah. Whataburger. It's like when in Texas you get it. But it's definitely closer to Burger King vibe at Whataburger than any other fast food place. Okay. The way it's made.
I feel like it's got Jack in the Box vibe.
It has a little bit of that, too. It's almost like the love child of them both.
I love Jack in the Box.
Is it charbroiled? I've never had Whataburger.
I think it is. Yeah, I'm pretty... I don't know. Somebody listening to this might be... Steve Lord's a big Whataburger guy. He lived in Texas for years.
Yeah, any listeners that love Whataburger, let us know.
Let us know. And your comparison to In-N-Out Burger. Yeah. Because he's just like, fuck In-N-Out Burger, Whataburger's better. Uh-huh. I'm like, you're fucking out of your mind.
And let us know how much it would cost.
For you to piss your pants.
Yeah.
And on any categories that you feel about shitting your pants.
Yes, let us know.
Exactly.
Hit that share button.
My second and final. Beneath Chuck Norris's chin, there... No, I fucked it up. Beneath Chuck Norris's beard, there is no chin, only another fist.
Yeah, that was good.
That's my favorite one. That was great. Yes.
I like how they incorporated the beard.
Yes, exactly. Because it's so important.
It is.
All right, dare we put these in order?
Oh, boy.
it's we're burning the midnight oil. It's running late here. Yeah. These people don't give a shit about Chuck Norris. We're talking about pissing and shit in our pants. It's funny. Okay. The Tooth Fairy. Connect Four. Pushes the Earth down. That's a classic one. They've always, I remember that one always existing. The Revenge is a dis. He doesn't have a microwave oven or stove. Revenge served cold.
That was also in a movie, so.
Yeah, Fear of Chuck Norris is logic.
joke.
Yes.
Braille. Braille should be on there.
What was, oh yeah.
Can, speaks Braille.
Jesus Christ. It's awful. Chuck Norris.
Chuck, no.
I can't even fucking read what I wrote. I think I did just write Chuck Norris. And six. Look at number six.
Yeah, that really just says Chuck Norris.
Retard. I'm losing my mind. I mean, it was Kyle's. It was speaking Braille, right?
Speak Braille.
He speaks Braille. Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris speaks, what is it? He can write Braille. What was it?
Speak Braille.
He can speak Braille. Yeah. Exactly.
Of course
he can. He asked for a Big Mac at Burger King. They make it for him perfectly. And beneath his beard, there is no chin, only another fist. All right, which ones have to be on it?
I can't even imagine. I could care less.
Let's let Kyle pick them.
Go, Kyle.
This number five. This was Kyle's suggestion for a category.
Number five, fists.
It's a classic.
Beneath the beard?
Beard, fist.
That's a classic.
Yep. Beard, fist.
I would have been higher than that with it, but okay.
Number four, Chuck Norris joke.
Chuck.
God.
Four, I didn't write joke.
You know what?
Chuck Norris.
Four is the Connect Four. That makes sense.
Oh, I like that. There you go.
That makes sense.
Symmetry.
Thank you.
I can't even remember the joke.
He can win Connect Four.
Oh, in three moves. That's
Connect
right.
Four in three
That's
moves.
Right.
All right. Number three. Let me see.
Well, we got
the list won't help you.
The Tooth Fairy. He breaks your teeth and steals your money. Yeah. Pushes the earth down, the earth push up thing.
Yep.
Doesn't own a microwave and oven. Served cold. Fear of Chuck Norris is just called logic. Chuck Norris, speaks Braille. When he goes to Burger King and asks for a Big Mac, they make it for him perfectly.
That one's three.
Three, the Burger King one?
Yeah, that one's good.
Okay.
Food's always a solid choice.
Yeah. Yes, great. Always. Mike's like, I'm hungry. Food.
The microwave one's too.
All right.
Because it was in Kill Bill Volume 2.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
So, dish served cold. Yeah. And number one.
Number one, Tooth Fairy.
Tooth Fairy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Timmy's pick. Definitely wasn't just because it was the first one said. There you go. There's
You're
your
You're sympathetic to your losing all the time, Timmy. I'm going to throw him a bone here.
I like this one, too. Chuck Norris invented the word kill. He also invented the words die, beer, and awesome.
Stupid. I did have one honorable mention. Chuck Norris destroyed the periodic table because Chuck Norris only recognizes the element of surprise.
Yeah, I saw that one, too.
That one's good.
There has never been a hurricane named Chuck because it would have destroyed everything.
That's good.
That's a good.
It's very Dos Equis. Most interesting man in the world.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty much that. Yeah.
It's good.
Hope you guys enjoyed yourselves. Hope you had fun tonight. Tell your friends about the Itlist Podcast. Check out Patreon, patreon.com/theitlistpodcast. Sign up for tier level today. Merchandise, early access, bonus episodes, access to the entire back catalog, and being entered into our Wheel of Booze every single month. Check it out. We'd love to have you. Anything else? I don't think so. It's hungry.
We took our cans off.
That's right. We took our cans off. We're not even listening to you anymore.
You got Kyle's attention.
This show sounds a lot better all of a sudden.
Yeah. Kyle's like, cans? What? Cans? For Timmy Ruxman, Billy, Kyle, Mikey Noname, I'm Pat Ed Joel. We'll see you next time. Peace.
We sure do hope that you enjoyed the ride. We hope we gave you tickles deep inside. Won't you try to keep that smile on your face? Until next week, same time, same place. That was the It List. That was the It List. That was the It List. Fare thee well. That was the It List. That was the It List. That was the It List. We won't tell. That was the It List. That was the It List.
That was the endless, fare thee well. That was the endless, that was the endless, that was the endless, we won't.